Susanna?
Hi.
Hi, it's Rob Thomas with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I got your letter about Christina.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on with her.
So she has two children that have medical issues that she needs to drive up to Portland and OSHU to have them seen by a specialist. Her son actually just about 5 days ago was put under, and he had some testing done for hearing.
Okay.
To try to figure out what's been going on with him. Well, her heater is broken in her car, and she said that it went on limp mode, and she doesn't have the money to get it fixed. And it's hard because when she went to take her son for his appointment, she had to, you know, bundle him up in blankets because the heater doesn't work in the car.
Yeah, that's not very good. That doesn't really work very well.
Right. Yeah. So she is a single mom of four kids, and she actually cannot work right now due to having to drive her kids to doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like she really needs a blessing and help with her car. You know, whatever you guys are willing to bless her with, I'm sure she would be forever grateful.
We are definitely going to try and help her out.
That would be awesome.
Hello.
Hi, is this Christina?
This is her.
Christina, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Rogue Credit Union and Brook Communications Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
I'm good.
I got a letter nominating you for Wish Upon a Star and kind of wanted to get in touch with you and see what's going on.
What's not going on right now, honestly?
Well, let's talk about it. Tell me.
I'm a single mother of four kids, two of them who have medical issues. I have my own medical issues. I recently had my car break down. I took it in. They told me they didn't know what was wrong with it. I got it back, and then my heater quit working. And I can't, you know, I'm trying to find a job, but it's hard when I have four kids and I can't really make enough to pay for childcare. I'm stressing about that, about bills, about, you know, kids' Christmas and just a lot of things.
It's looking like you got to climb a pretty big mountain about now, doesn't it?
It does, but I'll do it. I won't stop.
That's good.
I'll get there. My time's coming.
What's going on with the kiddos? What's up with them?
My daughter, who is 5, she'll be 6 in February. She has an aspiration issue. We tried to repair it twice in 2020, and it didn't take. She has hives almost every single month. We've been fighting with OHP to get her into immunology to try to figure out if it's an autoimmune disorder. They say that hives aren't reason enough for her to go. She suffers from a heart murmur. She also has lung issues. She had obstructive sleep apnea. We had surgery and had her tonsils and adenoids removed, which caused bleeding issues that we're trying to get to the bottom of. So we just seen hematology to see if we could figure out if she has a clotting disorder or some sort of blood disease that is causing her to get random bloody noses every single week and blood from other places that we can't explain why it's happening.
Jeez.
Yeah, she recently started having memory issues where she would go into another room and she would completely forget why she was going in there. And she would just look at me and say, "Why did I come in here again?" And I'd, you know, tell her, and she's like, "Oh, yeah." And she's 5. I mean, she's been through more in her life than most people have.
Wow.
And then my 7-year-old son suffers from severe migraines. They're debilitating, and they don't know why. He recently had to have a sedated hearing screening because he has hearing loss in his left ear. But we were trying to figure out if it was both ears or just the one. He has processing disorders, so that was another thing we were seeing, if it was from that or if it was from, you know, just the hearing loss. So we've got that, but he has a lot of behavioral issues that he deals with. We're waiting to hear from the Shaw Heart Center for him to wear a heart monitor to see if we can figure out what's going on with his heart, because he keeps complaining about feeling like something's coming out of his chest.
Poor boy.
So he's got, you know, that. He's got neurological issues that we're trying to get the bottom of. Our next step is a sedated MRI so we can see what his neck and spine look like, because he suffers from migraines. He has a horrible digestive tract, and we can't figure that out either. We went gluten-free, dairy-free, and we still are at a loss. So we have a ton of specialists with him. So I spend a lot of time in Portland or Medford. He also has eye issues, too, and had his first eye surgery at 8 months.
Whew. Okay. That's a big deal. Man.
Yeah.
I was not expecting all that, so dang. And are the other two kiddos okay?
So far, yes, knock on wood, neither of the other two have any issues, which I'm very thankful for.
Thank gosh. Obviously doing a lot of running around dealing with this, which is probably a major time-consuming thing.
It is, and it makes it really hard to work and be able to pay everything because I do it alone. I mean, I have my family and I have my friends, and I'm very thankful for that, but I, you know, can't ask them to do a lot because they have their own lives. They work. They, you know, I can't constantly just be like, hey, can you take my kids so I can go do this? And it stopped me from doing a lot of appointments for my kids because I don't have anybody else to take my children.
Right. Well, and it's hard to take the whole family on a doctor's trip. It's hard.
Especially with COVID.
Yeah. Okay, so now we got car issues. So now this makes it hard for you to get reliably back and forth to places.
Yes.
So what's going on there?
We think it's my blower motor and my heater quit working. And so I drive around with a towel so I can wipe my window off so I can see to get my kids where they need to go.
That's not very good. That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
It doesn't, but we make it.
True, you do. I mean, there are blankets and stuff, so I mean, it could be worse, but that doesn't sit well.
Right, that's what my son did last Friday when we drove up to Portland. He bundled up in a blanket in the back seat, and we went to Portland because he needed this test done, so.
Wow. Christmas, obviously, not looking good.
They have family, you know, so I try not to stress too much about Christmas because I know that even if there's only just a little bit with them and then a little bit from the family, they're at least getting something.
Right, right. Well, Christina, Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program would like to help you out.
That would be amazing.
We'll work with Chuck Swarm Auto and see if we can't figure out exactly what's going on with the vehicle and see if it's something that is within a reasonable fix.
Okay.
I've got a sizable gift card for you for fuel to help offset those travels to your doctor's appointments.
That's amazing.
I'm also going to get you a nice, healthy gift card to Walmart so you guys can stock up on any supplies or stuff maybe needed, clothes, whatever, for the kiddos that you need. Thanks to Blueprint Meats in partnership with Crystal Creek Meats, we got a 20-pound box of beef coming for you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks to Umpqua Aggregate Resources Paving and Excavation, Umpqua Sand and Gravel and Bar Run Golf Course, we'll get you some more gifts for the kids.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
hon. I don't even know what to say.
I don't really know that there is too much to say other than you're going to be in our thoughts and prayers for your kiddos, and hopefully this fix for the vehicle will be something fairly simple, make it reliable again for you so you don't have to worry and stress about that and be able to focus better on taking care of those kiddos.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 1240, KQEN.